yet.
You and me both.
Oh my God, kids. I have to tell you, today was like my favorite day on Facebook. What happened was I got so much juicy fighting on other people's posts, I couldn't even handle it. I can't even. Like, this one dude, he had a post, he posted this picture, and it was a bunch of, like, hot gay guys, you know, with all the six packs, and he's like, these are, like, the assholes or whatever, you know? And then, like, people were posting on it, and they were just going back and forth, ripping each other apart, right? And I'm just, like, posting, like, the popcorn eating photos or whatever, and I'm like, bro, fight! It was so great. It was so great. It was so much fun. And then I can't even remember who the other one was fighting, but it was just so, oh, I'm just like, this is the greatest day ever, you know, because I get a kick off that. I got a whole little crew. Derek and Angel. Like, we just, we tag each other. I started doing it to the co-hosts too. Like, I'll tag them. If I find a post that's like blowing up and the comments are outrageous, I'm coming for you. I will tag my crew on your post.
I caught like a smidge of it when I was on lunch and I turned it on and you were going off on somebody named Max. maybe I'm remembering the name wrong. But
was
it
on our post on the page?
I don't know if it was on our post or if it was on your post specifically, but he's like, I have gay relatives.
Oh, that was on our page. Yeah. It was the post that, I think, I don't know, a couple of days ago or whatever about in Poland. The president wants to ban like teachings for LGBT or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. Max or whatever was like, oh well, you know, I can't even remember. Yes,
it was it. It was exactly it. He's like, if your history touches my history, then maybe you can say you're gay, but otherwise there's no such thing as gay history. Yeah,
well,
I remember.
No, I don't know that he said he was like, well, if no, he was saying if they're historical figures. Like, absolutely. He's like, well, we shouldn't just teach it because they're gay. And I was like, totally, I'm with you. Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
there's a whole shit ton of people that are gay that we never knew about, you know?
Right, well, and then
there's always.
And then I kind of switched my thing, too. And I was like, well, what about sex ed? There's going to be tons of gay kids in school. Like, look at the statistics. Like, how many out of five people are gay or bisexual or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and there's that whole alphabet loop now that, oh, God, and people with JK, can we get into that in a little bit? Because I just got a mouthful. All right. You don't know how I feel. Like, I'm gay, so I'm just going to do it. I don't care. You can try to cancel me. I don't care.
Well, I'm probably going to get labeled an asshole if I go into that JK Rowling thing, too. So,
me too. Me too. So, because I'm like, I went and read the tweets because I'm like, because before when people were hating on her a while ago, I was like, what?
Oh, I missed that while ago stuff.
Well, because she like retweeted something from this doctor who was like, well, when you're born, there's like male and female. Like biologically, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of the gist of it, but I mean, I'm sure there's more, so I'm sure we're going to get an angry, like, fucking message from one of my friends. I'm like, ah! And if Katie was here right now, she'd be so pissed.
Oh, I think my niece is going to kick me in the ovaries.
Yeah. You know, and yeah. I'm like, all for, but okay, listen. Mm-hmm. When I was just a wee fag, I didn't get mad because of little shit. Which to them is not, because they're like, oh, there's so much hatred. I get it. I really, really do. But you have to pick and choose your battles.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you do. Okay? Like, we fought for rights. We went and, like, did big shit. This woman, like, you have to get context with shit. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, there's other things going on, like, that I'm not going to sit there and go with. But this is kind of like my home front.
But I think the problem with social media is that it gives people an opportunity to take things out of the context that they're meant to be in.
Well, but when you read what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty clear. You know, and I've always said, like, I don't give the word fag or whatever any power.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was talking to Karen Ashley last night. And she's going to be coming on next week. So, any of the old fans, that's right, kids. The original crew's reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Does that mean that the newbies don't get to come?
well, we're going to just do like an old reunion show. It'll just be a little special. It'll be on like an off night. It won't be. So we're going to still do a normal show that we're doing now. And then we're just going to have an old school reunion.
All right.
And then we'll have Karen come on and like join us, all of us, on a different time. But Karen wanted to just.
How is it that I'm a producer of this show and I didn't know that that was happening?
Because
I don't know how that happens to you, James.
You were gone last night.
Katrina, I also miss lots of conversations. Like, if it weren't for yesterday, I wouldn't know about the psychic.
Look, right. There's some shit I don't even know. Okay, like I don't always. I'm not privy to stuff that goes on. Sometimes I just find out a messenger too, kids. So don't feel bad. Mm. And you know, sometimes I feel like I tell people because I tell it to them while I'm sleeping in my dream.
Yeah, he does that a lot. We have a lot of it to me once. We have a lot of conversations.
11-hour flight like, over.
Yeah, I didn't know. Listen, okay. Oh, Gary, man, poor Gary, sexy Gary. Look at this hairdo, Gary kid. Like,
I think your hair is looking pretty sexy tonight there.
I can't even handle it. I can't.
Oh, I like it.
Oh,
me,
no.
On the other hand, look like I got in a fight with a car wash.
Right before the show, I love it because Vera had somebody like, do you want some powder, whatever? They're doing makeup, Vera. I'm just like, girl, you need it bigger. Like, give me the 80s.
Bigger? Because I can't even figure out which side of my hair is which.
If I could find a bottle of Aquanet, Jeffrey would be in heaven.
Oh. Well, I have my first appointment post to quarantine on the 23rd of June. I'm gonna see my Donnie and he's gonna make me pretty again. Well, pretty as I'll ever am.
Oh, that's a day. Sarah,
you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, honey.
She's fabulous, darling.
Thank you.
So I don't know if I've told you, I've had this numbness going on in my hand. Right?
That's not like, good.
A part of like carpal tunnels. So like all of like this
a little repetitive
side,
stress, Jeffrey.
All in the wrist.
Use the other hand. Other hand.
I'm right hand. That's every straight guy I told is like, oh, stranger. Let me tell you, I'm just gonna keep it straight because this is how I roll, kids. Let me tell you what: when your wrist is numb and halfway up your arm, your elbow is numb, it throws off the whole motion. It doesn't work. It's not fun. So fuck the stranger, okay? It's not cute.
All right. As a nurse, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Any pain in your shoulders or neck?
No.
Any change in the way you've been sleeping at night?
No, it's coming from my elbow.
It's coming from your elbow?
You know, when you mess with the funny bone, it sends shock down in there.
But how long has it been going on for?
Couple weeks.
Maybe you need an x-ray here.
Yeah, I called him. I got the doctor's appointment set up. So it's upsetting because it's throwing. I have no solid hand motion going on. You know, I like trying to see me eat with silverware. Like I was trying chopsticks the other day. Looked like a damn fool, girl. I just looked so stupid. Like I was trying to melon ball a cantaloupe, girl. It wasn't working out. Like I'm trying to shave my face is a whole experience. I never thought I'd have to go. I'm like, I gotta stop making fun of people with no fingers. You know what I'm saying? When they're missing a finger, I always like crack up. Like I'm that asshole. I'll admit it, kids.
Poor Walter Jones.
My grandfather and my great uncle say I worked at the rope shop in the I don't know, the 20s, whenever the hell.
The rope shop.
Columbian rope. It built Auburn. Don't you know their history? But they all had like missing fingers. And my little sister Lisa, she always thought that when old Italian men got old, their fingers fell off.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, sorry. I can't because I'm like, I need a warning. Like, you know, like when I fell the other day, like trying to weed whack and stuff, like I'm just that dude. Like, I don't care who you are, whatever. If you fall, I'm laughing. I have to ask if you're okay later.
Oh, I know. Especially if there's an unsightly panty.
This bitch.
Oh, there you go. Oh, he got hurt.
That thing threw me like a rag doll. Oh, you didn't see it. You weren't here Tuesday. They snuck that up on me. Katrina. It has had that for a couple of years. It was in 2007.
Oh my God. Was that when you had the sub shop?
Yeah.
And I was like another freaking like 70 pounds.
I didn't actually realize it was you until
Yeah, bitch, would you see the size of those titties on there, man? That after I got rid of those sub shops so I could adopt the kids, SeaWorld offered me a position. The reason why I said no was because I don't like fish. You know, I'm a true gay man. I don't do the fish.
Great benefits.
Though I should have taken it because you know they could. They were starting to get all that shit after Shamu killed that one bitch. So
you
they offered
the bitch Jeffrey. Oh my God.
I could have. I got accused of murder that one time. You remember that?
No. What happened?
I didn't tell you that story. Oh, it's great. People can't believe it. Oh, yeah. The whole team was surrounding my house when I was like 18. Where's Stephanie when you need her? Oh, yeah, honey. They were surrounding my place. They sure enough was. It was like
that was when you lived on Washington Street. Or,
Where the killers live. That's where the killers live. For that poor old bastard at the gas station, because I don't pump my own gas because I'm a bougie bitch. They murdered his ass with a baseball bat.
$12.
So sad. And I was horrified because it was the only place in town where you could get your gas pumped. So I was really in mourning over him. And I didn't know what it was about. They came and there were state troopers and sheriffs. They surrounded the house. You wouldn't believe it. My mother comes flying to my bedroom and I had done a drag show the night before. So I still had like, you know, kind of like messed up face from it. Because I just wiped it off and went to bed because I got home late, you know, didn't have much sleep and had the t-shirt on with like,
yeah, we were working together at that time. We were working at Chanel when you were doing the drag shows in there.
And I had Stephanie's car, it was this beat up Lexus because mine, I had just blown it up when I was maybe doing some illegal drag racing.
Oh, well, maybe.
On the highway. And I blew up the engine. But I won the drag race.
Win any money because you had to pay for that car.
That's another story. But the funny thing was, is I was on my way to a drag show, and my friend was like, "Oh my God, aren't you upset?" I just grabbed my drag shit out of the back seat and threw it in her car. We just kept going. Like we ain't had time for all that. I had to get to my show. I had to get those 8-inch heels on, bitch. We had things to do. So. And I was on, back then you could talk on your phone, you know, it wasn't illegal. And I was on the phone with the club owner as I'm like, you know, and I'm like, yo, my power steering's gone. I think the car just blew up. There's smoke, shit's going down. I'm like going over 100 miles. Don't do the shit at kids at home. It's all allegedly, and it was 20 years ago. So don't come at me, bitches, okay? I was young and dumb. I don't want to hear nothing. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't be coming at me. I don't want to hear that. So anyway, okay, so back to the whole murder investigation. So my mother's like, Jeffrey, the police are here for you. You need to get downstairs. And I'm like, I ain't going downstairs. I got nothing to say. And you know, my Italian mother, she's losing her marbles. And I'm just young and I don't care. I'm tired. I'm trying to sleep. So she's like, get your ass down. I go downstairs and they're all like, you need to come with us, blah, blah, blah. We're towing the car. I'm like, well, I need to get my drag stuff out of the car. I got another show tonight. And they were like, no, it's going to be taken for evidence. And I'm like, fuck you then. I'm not going nowhere with you. And I stormed my ass back upstairs. I was like, Joyce, you better call a lawyer.
Good thing you're lucky you're not black.
Right, because I'd have been tackled to the ground right then and there. It's the truth, right? Ain't funny how that works.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. So exactly. She chased me upstairs, and she's like, you get your fucking ass down there. You get in the car with them. And, of course, at this point now, the whole neighborhood's outside.
Because it's Jefferson Street.
Yeah, it was.
Remember when the guy was on the roof?
They blocked the street up. Well, I'd seen some shit living down there. I watched this chick, like, the dude tried to reach in to grab her. In a domestic thing, he's choking the shit out of her. She's driving down the street, dragging him by his arm. I watched what ended up being my like uncle's wife, her sister run over her husband once as a little kid. It was good times down there, man. It was never boring.
The guy was out on the roof trying to kill himself, and they had like the whole block cordoned off, and he was gonna jump.
Yeah, man.
His ex girlfriend came, and they all had to talk.
I hate living in a good neighborhood.
We could write a show. We could write a show based on your life on Jefferson Street.
Like, oh my, it was never. I mean, but when I was a kid, it was really a great Italian neighborhood.
All Italian, and then,
you know, and then it just went downhill. But it was shitty, like white trash.
I know.
White trash Italians?
No. I'm saying later when the neighborhood went bad. I just wanted to point that out, kids. It wasn't like, so people don't think like, oh, no. It was the white people.
Absolutely.
Hello, how you doing? They ran that neighborhood down into the mud, kids. So, you know, I end up getting in the car with them and go to this police station. The whole time, they're not telling me why.
So you're thinking the whole time that it's because of this drag race.
No,
you knew it wasn't because of the drag race.
No, okay. I don't got no idea what it's about. I mean, maybe I do, but I'm not finna to say it on air. I'm not talking about that. But so we get down there, and I'm just being an asshole the whole time to them, and they're like, "Oh, well, we're not telling you." I'm like, "Oh, do I get to pick? You know, who's behind door number 1, 2, or 3? I hope it's my ex. I haven't seen him in a long time." And then finally, they're like, okay, well, this is a murder investigation. Bitch, the color drained out of my face. Tears welled in my eyes. I was, like, so punished. I was like, what? You know, and they were playing, like, one cop was, you know.
Bad cop.
Yeah.
Crying.
They knew I didn't have shit to do with it there. Because one cop, he was like, this poor bastard didn't know what he was getting himself into, right? I was so, like. And they're all asking me like where I got my gas and shit, and I'm just like, I went down to Handyman, you know, whatever the hell it was called. I'm like, because I'm too lazy, I'm not pumping my gas, I can't be bothered, you know. And they're asking me about my old cars. I'm like, what the hell is, where are we going with this? Like, why you want to know why I'm so lazy? Like, I don't understand. Yeah, so the murder of us. But the one cop loved me so much. He gave me his card. He's like, this is... No. This other guy. He gave me a card. He's like, it's not a get out of jail free card, but if you ever need anything, dude, he's like, you can call me. He's like, you were so entertaining. But I was honest with him, though, because they were like, I was like, well, because I knew they were following the car, because I ended up having the car for days, and like, they like had parked across the street when I first had it at a gas station, and I like got into a four-way light thing, and like I waited, and I dropped them in the dust, man. They couldn't keep up with me because they were trying to pull me over to find out who I was and why I had a car.
Oh,
I managed to get to my friend's house.
The investigation?
The car was, because somebody that didn't like her called and said they saw the car there. And they figured it out real quick, but they kept the car for days, so I didn't have my drag shit, and I couldn't do shows, and I was pissed. And so I ended up hauling ass to my friend's house and parking the car, pulled over, and sat outside the car on the hood, of, you know, leaning up against the car, waiting for the cop. It took him a good, like, 3 or 4 minutes to get there. Uh-huh. And I sat out the car waiting. I said, oh, were you looking for me? And he's like... I'm like, you think I didn't know you were following me?
Mm-hmm.
I could have went inside, but I figured I'd wait so we could get this over with.
You do know if you were black, you'd be dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, at the time, you know what I mean? I didn't think of that stuff. I was a young kid. I was just an asshole. You know? But yeah, I'm sure now in retrospect, absolutely. You know, but I didn't have fear then. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Right.
But yes, now... Thinking on those things that happened in my life. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think about that.
Did you see the story that was on the internet? I just saw it today. It was a woman. She lives in Michigan. She had lived in New York City for 10 years, and she moved back to Michigan. And prior to moving back to Michigan, she'd never been arrested. She'd never been pulled over. She had no real experience with the police. But she moved back to Michigan after living in New York, and she started getting pulled over. She got pulled over like 5 different times. And every time it was this bogus impeding traffic charge. They said she was going too slow. She didn't go through the intersection fast enough. They were all really bogus and she couldn't figure it out. And every time she got pulled over, they just let her go with a warning. And then one day she was in the diner with her dad and she had left. She always traveled with her big dog and her dog was black. And some guy came running into the diner saying, "There's a black guy stealing your car." And she finally figured out that the police were pulling her over because they saw the dog in the car. And thought it was black man. Yes, it was. I was on. I'll have to look it up. I'll share it onto UCR tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't doubt it at all.
She.
Well, it was really. The stories that are coming out, I mean, the stories have been out, right? Let's be realistic.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. And the thing that blows my mind is the people that are just coming out of the woodwork right now. That on our my Facebook page that I see on our page, that are just in denial about this, that are like, oh, this is the media promoting to divide the country. And I'm like, bro.
There are 600 new videos of police brutality on the internet in the last week from police breaking up peaceful protests.
They're just into, well, and not even just that. It's not even just police, but they're like, they're denying racism.
I know.
And I'm like, what planet do you fucking people live on? Like, seriously. What
point? Yes.
Do you people live shocked. On?
I'm totally shocked at the people who are just like, all lives matter. It's like, well, if all lives matter, you should be a little more fucking upset.
No, right? Because they're too worried about their white privilege being taken away.
Exactly. I know.
And then it's like, okay, so I want to make sure that I see you at the next breast cancer walk holding that colon cancer sign, bitch. Right. Exactly. I'm going to be looking for you.
Colon cancer matters.
And I'm going to tell you what. I've got like three friends that I've kept on my page because I know their parents are getting close to death. And I don't go to funerals anymore. But you bet your ass I'm going to their parents' funerals. And I'm going to be like, their death don't matter. My uncle died last year. I'm doing it.
Oh, God bless you.
Jeffrey, sidebar. Victoria just said in the chat, you definitely need a haircut. Let me know when you're ready.
Bitch, how about as soon as the show's over at 10 p.m.? Sound like, look at her. She like, you definitely.
Is Victoria
you
said, your hair person?
I look like a freaking chia pet. Like, I just get in the freaking humidity is just, and then I'm so bald up here. Like,
I like them scruffy. I like the scruffy boys.
Oh, me too, but I can't decide thing. It's like all the hair up here is gone. You know,
he likes them scruffy. He likes them scruffy. He just doesn't like them long.
Yeah, I don't like long hair. And the sides is what bothers me. The top, I don't mind. The sides, I can't really handle. Okay, so wait, back to important man.
All right, let's go back to the important stuff.
Yeah, besides my balding head.
Oh, you look lovely, honey.
Which I didn't even put the powder in tonight to fake it.
At least you didn't color your hair blonde to make yourself look more bald.
Well, I just thought we were going back to like 2001.
I don't think that's what happened, James, but
they have blonde powder you could put in to make it look thicker.
Or you could put dark powder in to make it look darker.
You could just use some of the dark powder I have to make the roots look fuller.
Here's my thing. I can't believe I've kept it blonde this long. Like, I was all gung-ho for coloring it back, like, 2 days after I got home.
And I still have it. It looks like the you know, when Bruce Willis did that one movie.
It does have that little Bruce Willis vibe in that. I can't even think of the movie, but it I see the vibe, yeah.
Fifth Element or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
I kind of feel a little too old for it.
Oh, whatever.
I think, you know, whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. If you can pull off a leather miniskirt at 80, and even if you can't pull off a leather miniskirt at 80, have fun. I don't care.
You apparently haven't seen me in a leather miniskirt.
You haven't seen me in a leather miniskirt. Jeffrey, I've seen in a leather miniskirt.
With the Julia Roberts fuck me boots to go with it.
I do. Yes.
Those things are a nightmare. And whoever designed them to put the zippers on the eggs inside have never been a bitch with big thighs.
If only I knew you back then.
Oh, there's pictures. Here's a question for all the theater queens in my life. Do we think that Donald Trump has lifts in his shoes and that's why his ass sticks out? Or do we think it's the syphilitic posture?
I think you got ass implants. I think you got ass implants.
Do you really? Yes. He's so vain. But he always stands with his ass pitched out. It's like he's on high heels. I was thinking he had a lift in his shoes.
Look at that makeup job. The horrible makeup job.
He has no gay friends. You know that. Because he would not have those raccoon eyes if he had gay friends.
That's how you know the makeup people hate his ass and he's that dumb. Because they were like doing one for America. Because only an asshole would leave his makeup line where they were leaving it. Like they were like secretly like sending everybody a message like, yo, there's people on the inside that fucking hate them just as much as the rest of you bitches. Like, yo, we got you. Like, enjoy this shit. We're making it look like you just got out the craft box, okay?
It does look like you fell into a bag of Cheetos with some swim goggles on.
Right. Like, somebody, that's why I call them Peach Blossom, because they got that foundation at the dollar store. You know what I'm saying? Like, Peach Blossom. Peach. Yes, because it's not, you know what I mean? Like, they, like it's just mismarked. They picked it up and he's just kept using it because his ass is so cheap. You know, just like all the times he filed bankruptcy on all those corporations so he didn't have to pay construction workers. Oh, yeah. Donnie. And then he just, you know, kept calling Rosie O'Donnell a cunt for all those years. But he's such a good guy.
Let's make this perfectly clear. He's not a bad businessman. He's a straight up thief. He sold all these local and state governments on these buildings that he's going to build to make everybody rich. And they gave him millions and millions of dollars in free money to build this because of all the benefits that were going to go into that community. And then he straight up stiffed everybody and walked away with all the cash.
Well, no.
He is a grifter.
I'll tell you the truth. The thing is he's a good businessman because he's crooked. He's a shiesty son of a bitch. And that's what they don't want. Yeah, but I mean, that's what makes him like a you know, he's an old school, like mafioso type of businessman. You know, he's a crook.
Mm-hmm. He's a crook.
That's the problem, you know? And it's the same thing with his taxes. The reason why he doesn't want to release them is because he has two sets of books. We already know this, right?
Right.
Like, so that's the problem. And two, everybody's like, oh, his taxes. Well, you know what? Not everybody in America, like, and he's, you know, he'll say whatever. Well, guess what? If you have a good accountant and you know how to do your books and you know how to use your taxes to benefit you, most Americans can do that, right? Because there are legal deductions where you can deduct the fuck out of everything. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely legal. So the only reason why you need to hide your taxes is because you're doing something illegal, which is keeping two sets of books. Because otherwise...
Oh, it's beyond two sets of books. It's way beyond two sets of books.
Because if he was doing it legal...
This is not the beauty parlor where she puts every cash payment in her pocket and doesn't record it. No, this is way beyond that shit.
He doesn't own these buildings. He's licensing his name to people that own the buildings. So it's not even like he owns this shit. Like, so they don't even realize, they think he's, and like, oh, he's worth billions. No, he's not. Uh-uh. He doesn't own this shit. It's a licensing game with his name. You know what made him money? He was about to go bankrupt again before Celebrity Apprentice. But nobody wants to do research. And that's definitely one thing I found out through our show and posting all the things I've done, is that I could post whatever the hell I want and it could be as false as can be. Nobody will go and look it up before they start commenting on it. Well, yeah, usually I will too. But it's the most entertaining thing to me. And they'll just start fighting and fighting and fighting. And I'll be like, I'll tell them the facts. And they're still arguing with me. And I'm like, no, no, no. No, listen to me, boo. This post that we posted was all bullshit. It was to see if you would actually go and look it up. And now I'm giving you the correct information. And I'm telling you, no, 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 go research it. And you don't even want to hear it. But you're telling me, you're calling me a libtard. I'm not even a liberal. I'm not a Democrat. I don't like the Democrats. Nancy, Jordan Peele, did you see his tweet?
No. What'd he say?
Oh, my God. He didn't say shit. He just retweeted a tweet that showed it, the characters from Get Out wearing the same garb Nancy.
Yes.
What's that other schmuck, Chucky there?
Yes.
The things that they did. And when I got to tell you, I can't, you know, me and Nancy Pelosi, you know, I don't know if it's a face that bothers me more because I could never tell if her and that other old man that's always next to me.
Nah, I like Nancy. I stick up for Nancy.
You can, but I just can't because I can never tell, like, what her face is going to look like. It's always changing every time I see her. And I'm just like, somebody's got to help her out, too. Because that poor woman, I'm like,
those shawls were provided to her and Chuck Schumer by the Black Congressional Caucus.
Okay. Well, I really didn't do my research on it. So I don't know. But here's the thing, like Jordan Peele was even like calling him out for it. Like,
right.
Like, I'm watching it like, why did they all think that was a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Black Congressional Caucus thought it was a good idea. I'm not with them. I didn't get a vote, but it wasn't.
That's like calling Black people African Americans. No, bitch, they Black. No, you don't call me Italian American or Homo American.
Somebody do. I call you a Homo American all the time.
Well, yeah, but that's because I like that. Or like, you know, people putting Gay Jeff in their phone.
Hey, I've been listed as Gay James plenty of times, and I have no problem with it.
I don't even want to know if I'm in somebody's phone book as Fat Vera.
That I know. I wonder if anybody has me in this Fat Jet. Well, it depends. You know, I don't know because I've always said like I'm the Kirstie Alley and Ricky Lake of the gay world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because you really don't know what size I'm going to be depending on the year, what's going on in my life.
I'd be curious who has you in their phone as Whoopi.
Oh,
people in the gay community. Well, Whoopi.
Well, I bet you some of the people we worked with on Chadelle had you in there as Whoopi.
Oh, I'm sure. Whoopi or Shot Boy. It still happens. Like if I'm out at the mall, not very often anymore, but they'll be like, yo, Shot Boy. Yo, Shot Boy.
Product endorsement. I have one of these every time I'm on. So, ice people.
Ice.
We're
baby.
Happy to take some endorsement money.
Hey, if you guys want to, if you you know have a product or a service that you'd like to sponsor Uncensored Radio, we're looking for sponsors. So, my Uncensored Radio.
You know, noticing that I have one every week when we do this show, so maybe we should reach out.
I think Visine should sponsor us because we talked about how it saved Marie from the cum shot to the eye.
Oh, jeez. I missed that show.
Oh, my God.
Cum shot to the eye, kids. you know, I feel like...
Oh, I love you, Jeannie. Sorry, my cousin Jeannie in the chat room. I love you, Jeannie.
Oh, Vera's best friend. Just starting some. Let me stir the pot some more.
Whatever. Everybody's entitled to an opinion.
And it's all love.
It's all love.
All love.
Look at that face.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'm just playing. Let me just pour some more tea, kids. Excuse me. No, but I mean.
It's fine.
I know. I'm just always a troublemaking bitch. It's what I do best.
That's okay. We can always use this as a transition.
Look at those tits. Look at
that's
those.
Why your elbow hurts. That's a residual injury. Call your workman's comp.
Candy would go nuts. Are you kidding me? I can't even let go for none of that shit because it would fall back on you. sex, even though like I owned it at the time. Like that Auburn store was still like on her policy. Oh God, I didn't even want to get that phone call.
That's our new thing. Whenever it gets too serious, that's the video.
Love you, buddy.
I got some other ones for you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm.
Yeah. Do you drool or suck your thumb while you sleep, James? Just asking for a friend.
Slightly concerned now. I mean, at one point in time, he did say he had a camera in my bedroom.
I'll never tell.
Unless he has to.
And good luck. I played the fifth.
Hold on.
Now you're being mean, James.
No. There's a reason. It got requested in the chat room. So somebody said, my cousin Jeannie said, hey, mom missed it. Will you play that again?
Jeannie?
Yes.
Bitch. Get out. Okay, kids. So, oh my gosh. So I've been, you know, trying to hold off all my shows because I knew like they weren't going to come back until like mid-season next year. I finally finished. Does anybody watch A Million Things? I know James says.
No.
Such a good show.
You know what Netflix did to me? Started watching Mad Men. Missed it the first time when it was on TV. Been on Netflix mm-hmm. for 5 years. The longest running show on Netflix. I'm in season 3. There's 7 seasons. It's suddenly off Netflix. I went to buy season 4 last night on Prime Video.
Where is it on now?
It's on Amazon Prime Video now.
It's not on Hulu? It.
I don't have Hulu. I should look. Alexa. Alexa, find Mad Men.
You should see if it's on Hulu because maybe one of your nice gay friends, I don't know, could help you out with that.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Not that we password share because we don't want to piss off Disney.
No. Ooh. Can't have the mouse mad at us.
Mm-mm. I'm so mad at that mouse because it didn't kill my mother when she was there.
My niece worked for the mouse for a brief time.
They fired Rosie O'Donnell. I'm still mad at him. No, they didn't fire her. She quit. No, I'm just playing. She quit. I'm still angry.
How is Rosie?
She's good. She's good.
She's got a show on HBO, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She does. And don't ask me the name because I can't remember it right now.
With Mark Ruffalo.
Yes.
The Wally Land book.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It's called.
It's on my playlist.
It's called. I know
and the camera's stuck on me, and he's talking. Sorry. This is so much fun.
Sorry, I was Googling. I'm sorry.
Okay, Google Pete.
I know this much is true on HBO.
My sister said it from the other room, but I didn't hear her over the fan. Look at you dancing. You're having a party over there without us?
And to Google.
Party for one.
You're dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, party for one. Mm-hmm. Put your elbows out of commission.
It sure freaking is, man. It is the most annoying thing. I'm telling you, I can't chop. I can't do shit. Like, I try to vacuum and then my whole ham goes now. Ham? My whole ham.
It all goes in the yard and continues now, to weed his.
Now it's time to make the boys vacuum. Aren't they old enough to? Vacuum?
Well, it's kind of heavy. So, like doing dishes, it's creating havoc in my life, and I'm quite over it.
Do you give your boys chores?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm not the one. Like this whole time is
they actually do them.
The little one's like, no. I'm like, Gabriel, it's time to pick up, and he's like, I don't want to, Daddy. No. And he just is like, no. He grabs his blanket and then goes gets on the couch like the prince he is. And I'm like, well.
Whose fault is that?
Oh.
Yep.
Mine. And then I'm like, older boys, you two, go pick up his mess.
And then they get mad.
And then they're mad, and I'm like, well, guess what? Life isn't fair, is it?
I never thought you'd get daddy.
I know.
Oh, who am I kidding? I thought you would be.
I'm like, what, guess what? Guess who has to pick up your mess?
Daddy.
James. Well, and then today went to go get in the bathroom and lock the door, and like Tyler always is he has this obsession with unscrewing all the screws in the house. I am missing screws all over the place. And the house is so old, you know, and all the doors are antique, and you can't replace any of the door mechanisms. Hardware. Yeah, because they're so, you know, it's impossible. You fucking unscrewed the door jobby do thing. So now you can't even turn the fucking lock on the bathroom door upstairs now. I'm like, I'm like, Tyler, I'm like, there's a screw missing upstairs. And I just see, I didn't say Tyler. I just said, boys, there's a screw missing upstairs in the bathroom. I wonder who did that. And you just hear Tyler all of a sudden, oh, on me. And then anytime I bring the screw missing up, Tyler just, I see it pop up and he just looks right at me. And I'm like, yeah, I know it was you. You better find that screw, little boy. Because let me tell you what, trying to find a screw that size, you can't.
Someday he's going to go to college and you're going to find his little stash of screws and you're going to cry.
Dude, all the front doors, all of them, everywhere, they're missing. Gone. I don't know if he eats them, shoves them in the fucking heater. I don't know where they are, but these kids are dismantling this house piece by piece. And I just can't win. And I'm to the point where I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to win. I'm just giving up, you know, like I'll have a nice house again when they're a little older. I'm just not, and I can't believe I've turned into that dude where I've just said uncle, because I'm not winning. Mm-hmm. I'm going down with the ship. I have turned into that dad, and I can't believe it, because if it was 5 years ago, I'd beat my own ass. I gave those daycare parents living hell. Because I'd have a full daycare. I had foster kids. You could eat off the floors. And now, I look at my bathroom and I'm like, you disgust me, Jeffrey. Disgust me. Who are you? Look at your kitchen. There's dishes in the sink, dude. Yeah, the laundry's not cut up. There are toys on the floor. Who are you? The laundry's not put away. There is food on the little kids' table. There is scuff marks on the walls. Fingerprints. What is going on?
Here's the thing. You can totally blame the kids for all of that. Because we can clean the house top to bottom. And it can be spotless. And 5 minutes later,
it's a disaster. Yes. It is the kids. I understand. That's what I'm saying. But I was a person that always kept on it and never let, you know, you have to teach children not to do that.
But you haven't taught your children yet?
No, they have just overrun me.
We tried. It is a constant battle. Like, they won. Try and they won.
They won. They won. But
they were like half a dozen children before these three that didn't win.
Right. I control like 12 kids and not. And now I'm like,
you're old. Sorry, Jeff, you hit the ball. Yeah, you're old now.
Yeah, I think spending most of my adult life taking care of everybody else's kids, now that I have my own, I'm like, okay, you want to have a snack in the living room? You want to bring your popcorn and eat on the rug? Sure, go ahead. Where adults weren't allowed to eat in the living room 5 years ago. No, you cannot have a drink on my couch, Shannon. No. It's a $1,000 fucking couch, bitch. You're not bringing your goddamn Kool-Aid in my
living room. And if I recall, it was white.
Yes, it was. just like my dining room chairs used to be.
Yes, that was very, very brave. Dining room chairs.
Just like there was white carpet put up.
And an Italian household.
Going up the stairs because I didn't have to worry about it. Nobody wore their shoes in my house. Nobody carried drinks around or food. And now...
It happens, honey.
This is why I'm in therapy.
With anybody I know?
No, she's from Skinny Ass. But I'm looking for a new psychiatrist.
Oh.
So if anybody knows anybody good that does an online that gives the good drugs, let me know. Send a link to the show, huh?
Not in my place.
Damn it. Yeah.
They're all about keeping you off the good stuff.
Well, I mean, if they're real good and they're fun, send them my way. I like it, especially if they're hot. I like somebody to look at. You know what I mean? Hi.
They're both married to women.
Oh, that's fine.
He likes a challenge.
Yeah. I know.
You know, like at Uncle Lenny's funeral.
You can just have them, you know.
Yeah, like, what's the fun in that? Like, I don't want to, like, flirt with a gay guy. Like, give me
a challenge.
Exactly. Give me the straight guy.
Honey, I can't even flirt with the straight guys. I don't know what I do. Like, I'm not a closer.
Like, this is why.
I don't flirt with anyone.
James, that's because you can't speak. Like, no. Let me tell you about this one time he got drunk and Brian was there.
You in this story, okay?
I don't even remember what he said, but he got drunk.
Let me preface this. Because the way Jeffrey tells this story, he makes it sound like I was ready to pounce on him.
He was.
And that's not the case.
It I think he was like, I want to lick your ass or something to Brian.
No.
He had like a
glass. That's not what I said.
I don't know. It was terrible.
No.
He was just ready to like jump his bones. And we were all like, we couldn't believe it because James doesn't say boo. And then all of a sudden he had one glass of wine and he was just ready to like jump on Brian. And we were just.
Here's a support group for the awkward flirters.
Let me tell you, this was also 2012. This wasn't like 6 months ago.
Your skills have improved.
I had only been here maybe a couple hours. And had three glasses of wine in that time. And it was maybe two. It was at least two. And was a little tipsy, feeling a little buzz. And I looked at Brian and I said, you know what? You really are cute. I would totally make out with you right now. That was what I said. I said nothing about wanting to lick his ass.
I'm pretty sure it was like you wanted to go down on him. Something dirty, something horribly foul.
Screw off, Jeannie. Public urination is illegal. I don't like you anymore.
What this show this week is just...
Is this like the night of revealing all my secrets?
I think we revealed mine. I talked about being wanted for murder.
But you didn't commit it. You did not commit murder.
No, I did not.
I love you, Jeannie.
Oh, you did mourn for the man.
I did, because who the hell was going to pump my gas after that?
I don't know.
No, but you know, I had to drive out of town. Like, it was really inconvenient for me that he died.
Who pumps gas out of town? Do you have to drive to New Jersey?
Who
pumps in Weedsport?
Quickville, bitch, Quickville. You think I don't drive 15? If I gotta get gas, I'm driving 15 minutes out and 15 minutes back. I don't care.
And you're paying an extra 8 cents it close to the throughway.
I don't care. I'm not pumping.
He doesn't care at all.
Listen, I don't have many luxuries left in life. I'm going to keep the few that I have. I've had to give them all up. Okay?
Okay.
If going to the full service gas station makes Jeffrey happy, then...
The like once or twice a year that I have to go get my own damn gas... I'm going to do it because it's really rare that I have to put gas in my own car. I don't know.
This has been, though, one of the most laid back shows we've done in a long time.
Oh, you should have been here Tuesday.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Tuesday was a pretty laid back.
Was it laid back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, after that one, it was so intense, you know, that just it's crazy. But,
well, you know, I was a little hopped up. I was feeling the
bitch, you were ready to kill
better.
They do. It's so
much. I know you do. I'm with you.
Many fucking idiots out there, and I love watching all the posts of people that are like, if you don't support it, you're fucking done with me. And like, you know, the musician from Auburn, Ryan Coughlin, was like, I've been really cautious about what I've had to say up to this point, but if you're not down with it, fuck you. And he's like, you know, he's got like 10,000 people on his fan page today. He was just like, nope.
All I got to say is, if all lives matter, you should be fucking pissed.
Well, and he just was like deleting people left and right because they were like, all lives matter. And I was just like, all right, bitch, get at it. You know, like he was not. And
hey, how about the big props to the NASCAR racer that got the Confederate flag banned at all NASCAR races?
And then did you see the one NASCAR read that son of a bitch, the riot act?
I saw a tweet about him. I know nothing about NASCAR, so this is all unfact-checked, unsubstantiated.
Yeah.
He's the best driver in the league. I don't think he is because I've never heard his name before, but it said Ryan Citarelli or whatever the hell his name is left the league because he can't live in a league where they're going to censor his Confederate flag. And NASCAR is scrambling now to find somebody who's going to come in last in every race he's ever been in.
Well, I don't know if that was the one that I saw. But that dude like tweeted, you know, I'm leaving NASCAR or whatever because, you know, the flag situation. And then NASCAR tweeted him. They're like, we didn't even know who you were. We had to Google you. we're not going to miss you. You know, I'm sure you're going to miss getting your participation trophies. I was like,
oh, boy.
But did you see the race car driver that brought it up?
No.
Oh, no. The race car driver that brought it up to the NASCAR and then got the other drivers to support him. He's a hottie.
I enjoy that. Well, and then I just wonder the ones that are like bailing out of the league and like throwing a fit and be like, I wonder how they'd feel if somebody was like, okay, well, hey, I want to see a bunch of drivers go throw the gay pride flag up and go race around with that and see how many of them throw a bitch fit. Because they're racing. You know what I mean? Because they're so pissed off because they got to take the Confederate flag around. I wonder how they'd feel if a driver was racing with a gay pride flag. Because it'd be a whole nother ball of shit.
Oh, yeah.
It sure was. Yeah. Just like this week, the Ski Atlas School District, I don't know if you've seen this or not, released a statement because this guy, Zach Ford,
yes,
who's running for mayor, yes, sent them a request to fly the gay pride flag, which there's been some shit going on at Ski Atlas. We posted the video about the mayor.
BLM stuff, yep.
And then the lady was like, do you support Black Lives Matter? And he's like, you're illegal. I don't support. Yeah, just a crappy old man. And he refused to fly the gay pride flag.
But this is the second year in a row he's done that.
Right. All the businesses in town flew the flag. He would not do it. Like,
yeah.
So something, I don't know what the man's deal is. I don't know him. But hey, in the video, he was very angry.
Did you see what Auburn's doing for Gay Pride this year?
No.
They're having a car parade all the way down through Auburn to the drive-in, and they're going to show Victor Victoria.
I don't even know what the hell that is. I'm a bad gay.
Victor Victoria? You don't know what that movie is?
No.
It's a pretty fun movie.
Oh my God. Me like Tuan Fu.
It's
I've only seen bits and pieces of that one, so I'm a bad
guy. It's a good one. I like it. Julie Andrews plays a down-and-out singer who decides that she's going to need to feed herself, so she starts impersonating a man and singing as a drag performer in a French club and falling in love with a French mobster who thinks he's gay. And it's pretty fun.
What's that other one about the queen? You know, she's in the desert.
Oh, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's all.
Yeah, never seen that.
There's actually a couple of versions.
Yeah, and then I got in trouble, what was it, Tuesday night, because I made the statement that I absolutely hate
Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, I hate
it. Oh, you're the one. I saw Katie and Luke going on about how could he hate Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Hate it. The only thing I like about it is Tim
Curry.
Okay.
No, yeah, his shoes in it. His shoes. That was the only part of the movie I liked was his fucking shoes.
I like it.
Let's do the timeline, man.
First time I saw it, it scared me.
I had never seen it.
Little innocent.
I saw it for the first time two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And absolutely loved it. Thought it was the best.
I'm like,
now I look for it.
That to me, if you want to get me to tell secrets, tie me in a fucking chair, make me watch that movie over and over again. Because that's mental warfare to me. I don't know that I hate any movie more than I hate that movie. Like,
really? You can come up with a lot of movies I hate worse than that.
No, I don't know what it is about that movie, but I can't stand it. No. I boycott it every chance I get.
You know a movie I hated that everybody loved? It's gone now. Nobody ever watches it anymore. Terms of Endearment. You guys
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I liked that movie.
Did you? I was like, oh, blech, blech, blech.
I actually owned it. I felt like it was just one of those kind of like, you know, cookie cutter movies of, you know.
I thought they were all they were all assholes. Not one of them was a nice person. The only person I liked was the little kid.
My cousin Jeannie just said in the chat room, "I am that way about anything Kevin Bacon's and Toto."
You know what? I'm really starting to not like Jeannie. My fucking Kevin Bacon alone. Tremors was a great movie, bitch. Tremors was one of my favorite. Pardon my friend.
Tremors was a good movie. I like Tremors.
We run like goddamn bastards. Pardon my friend. My brothers and I watched that movie, and then I was like, "Well, I'm gonna let the boys watch this. They might like it." We thought it was funny as kids.
No.
It didn't work out. I was scared as fuck. He's like, "Are they going to come out the ground and get me, Daddy?" I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, trying to like get the kids up on the movies we watch. I'm like, ah, oh, damn. Not working out. I'm like, you know, Howard the Duck they loved, and then he was all worried about the freaking overlord coming down and getting him, but he loved it. You know, but then I was all worried about him seeing those duck titties. And then we talked about watching Mannequin. I was worried about him seeing the mannequin titties. And then I'm like, you know what? This has just got to stop.
They love Mannequin. They love it.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I know. Jonathan, you know I would never bother you while you're getting a piece of wood. I'll never forgive my mother for convincing me until I was in my 20s that freaking Hollywood, that Albert was short for Albertina. And I bought that shit until I was like, I was with Joe. I was in my 20s. It was close to my mid-20s. And I watched it. You know, it was one of my favorite movies. So I had seen it into my late teens and watched it in my 20s. And finally, one day, Joe and I were watching it, and it clicked. And I'm like, I just never thought about it while I was watching it that he was gay. You know what I mean? And then this one time, Joe and I were watching it, and I'm like, he's fucking gay. And Joe's like, well, yeah. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. My mother always told me Albert was short for Albertina, and I've been watching it all these years and just never. Like, it. Hello?
The light bulb did not light.
No, because I'm just thinking he's going to meet Albertina, even though he was saying he.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch, it could have where I got that sugar in my gas tank from was Hollywood, man, because he just was my hero. Mine's bigger than yours is. Two things I love to do is fucking kiss Hollywood.
Oh. I'm guessing there was sugar in your gas tank earlier than that, sweetheart.
There sure was. But oh my God, that was just, he was like that character for me. You know, I was like,
right.
Oh, he's so much fun. Like, he was just larger than life for me. I mean,
he made otherwise a mediocre movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tried to bring that into first grade for movie day at St. Mary's.
Good.
At least, well, you know. Dude, I had a
weird Mary Albertina wouldn't let you watch it, would she?
Now, we didn't have no nuns at St. Mary's. Not when I was there. No, it was Blessed Trinity. But I had weird movies like in the 80s. You know, my mom's like, you're the only kid that was in, like, you know, kindergarten asking for a VCR for Christmas. And back then,
had a cousin who ran a video store.
Right. Well, and that's just it. You know, my grandfather would always bring over his Beta VCR so that I could watch movies. You know, and like one of my early favorite movies too was like Lethal Weapon. My grandparents, I'd go over there and be watching that, and like Under Siege and shit. Like, I'd be watching all these action movies with them. Like, they didn't think anything of it. Like, I wasn't a kid that went and repeated the swear words. They didn't have to worry about it, you know. Like, I don't know. My parents were not that one that like cover your eyes because there's a sex scene. Like, it just wasn't.
And look at how well you turned out.
I don't know about that, man. I'm pretty fucked up. That's why I go to therapy. But it wasn't a big deal, and I don't want my children to think that that's such a taboo thing that they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get
that.
It.
Where I feel like my friends, like when I'd go to their parents' house, their mother would run in the room at Look Who's Talking, and like during the sperm and the egg scene, she'd be like, cover your eyes! And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with this bitch? Mm-hmm.
When my nephew was younger, we were at a party, and somebody said fuck, and this one woman got all up in my sister's face about, you let your kid hear the F word, blah 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 blah. He says, George says, there's a lot worse things that he can hear, and she said, well, like what? She's all outraged. He said, well, like the N word. This woman couldn't stop saying it. She just said, what do you mean? That's worse than fuck. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, what a dumb bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I can't with people. Mm-mm.
No.
No. See, that's the ignorant part of it all, you know? And I think too, I think that's where I probably learned so much and got where the culture that I did was from movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a kid, because that was so much a part of my upbringing, because we didn't know shit. You know what I mean? Like, my parents were not very cultured people. They didn't leave town much.
When I went to SU, I went to Cayuga College first, and then I went transferred to SU as a junior. And I was really terrified that I was going to get there and meet these people and have nothing to talk about. And you want to know what we all bonded over? We bonded over Star Wars and TV shows and all that pop culture stuff that we all grew up watching. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I think, too, like, it just kind of gave me a clue. And I was thinking about and talking in therapy. How at such a young age, I kind of had a working clue about people and watching people and relationships and things. And people at a young age would be like, how do you know you're an old soul? And I'm like, I think it's because I watched all of these things and movies and love stories from my favorite. You know, like I had Aiden watch Dirty Dancing the other night. You know, like love stories from my favorite. And just paying attention to that and body chemistry. You know, right. Like I could watch a movie at a young age and knew if the actors did not have chemistry.
Right.
You know, so I think not having that filter, I mean, there was some stuff like, you know, that she didn't really let us watch, but it was pretty rare. You know, it had to be pretty bad that for her to say no.
I think as an actor, and James, you may agree with me or disagree with me, I don't know. Having to be other people, to get on stage and create this relationship or this life and absorb those life problems has created a more empathetic me. You know, I don't feel like I ever had to go to theater. I just do a show and learn to be somebody else for 6 mm-hmm. Then the bad feelings went away because everybody applauded.
Right. I can, you know? I can agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only been in two plays, though.
You know. A long way from somebody calling you Fatty Bumalani on the bus.
This bitch.
I'm sorry, James. I cut you off.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, I've only been in two plays, though. So, and they were like my first two like big stage jobs, and creating those characters was a lot of fun for me. So I look forward to being able to do that again.
It definitely takes you out of your own skin and out of your own head.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially during like with what I was going through personally in my life at that time, it was a great escape from what I was dealing with, to being able to just step into somebody else for 2 hours. Yeah.
But you had to inhabit that person for like weeks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it took weeks to create this character and really step outside of myself to become this person who was unlike who I am. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Different mannerisms, spoke a different way. It's crazy. But it was fun.
Jeff is looking at us like we've lost our minds.
No, I get it. I'm just like, you know, I wish they would do some shit around here that wasn't like with music. Because, you know, Daddy can't hit a note if he was trying. And it's always got to have some musical element to it. And I'm like, fuck y'all bitches. You know.
Well, you know, the roles for fat, gimpy Mexican girls have all dried up now that I've hit middle age.
We'll just, you know, we got some pilots in the work, babe. You know. It's all right, girl. We'll all film right. Some shit. We're working on stuff. Baby, we just create our own shit. We don't.
That's right. That's right.
All right, kids. Time's up. We did it.
Make sure you're following us on social media. All of our links are right here on your screen right now.
Yeah, you sound so fucking thrilled about that.
Make sure you guys are following us on social media. All of our links are below.
Jeffrey Emmett.
Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's all that.
Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're currently watching this show right now on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe and you hit that thumbs up button. Give us a like.
Yeah, stop watching us on Facebook. Go over to YouTube and watch us, because
thank you. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg sucks. Box yeah.
The devil.
Yeah, we all need to do something about that. I'm with you.
Don't tell him I said that.
Next week we have Karen Ashley.
Yes, right? And the people from Verbal Judo. You can go to verbaljudo.com.
Is it Tuesday?
Karen, no. You can check on our page, and we'll have the dates to let you guys know when all that's happening. Mm-hmm.
Let me know.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm very excited about this little UCR.
I really want the Verbal Judo
retro reunion we're gonna have. I'm excited.
Yeah, the Verbal Judo is gonna be a YouTube exclusive.
Yeah, that one looks fun to me.
Yeah, that's gonna be. So you can check out more info on verbaljudo.com. They are a company that is to train police to not use aggression
and
to de-escalate shit before it goes down. They've been in business for years, and you know, maybe
do we have time for one quick comment about de-escalation?
Sure.
Nurses treat every manner of person under the sun, violent, resisting, horrible people that are punching at us. We always manage to get them calmed down without killing them, and we also have to walk into a room and treat the guy with the Nazi swastika on his arm with the same amount of care as we would treat our own mothers. So if the nurses can do it, policemen better figure it out. That's my comment.
Amen. Amen. Fucking that. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, kids.
Love you, kids.
Mwah. Good night, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Yes. Bye.